Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about signs you're dating a zero, okay? Now, I don't necessarily mean these people are zero people. What I mean is you're zero in the sense that you're going to go nowhere with them, that they will waste your time, okay? So I'm going to give you some red flags of people that you're going to draw straws with them because they're really not looking for something serious or they have issues and it's going to be a problem later on. Okay. So these are things that you should be looking at when you start dating somebody. Number one, they never get on the phone. Okay. Big red flag, you guys. When you start dating somebody, the most important thing you could do is have conversation with them. And if they are not getting on the phone, that could mean that they have somebody. They could be sitting next to their partner or be in a situationship. So if this person is not willing to get on the phone with you, this is somebody that you should not waste your time with, okay? Even though we live in a society of technology and a lot of people text, you know, a person should be able to get on the phone and have a conversation with you because you really get a feel for somebody when you're on the phone. It's completely different than texting somebody, okay? You have to see if that person is willing to give you their time because when somebody texts you, they could be texting eight other people at the same time. But if somebody is getting on the phone with you, let's say an hour a day, they're giving you their time. Now, be careful of people that do get on the phone in the beginning, like the first 2 to 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden they stop getting on the phone, okay? They could have been trying to fool you into thinking they want something, and that's why they get on the phone with you. Time will tell. That's why you take it slow. The next red flag, okay, or sign that you are dating a zero is somebody that just wants to talk to you and never make plans to see you. This happens a lot. You get people out there that are just looking for chat buddies, just looking to waste your time, just looking to tell you all their problems, or maybe they need an ear to talk to, okay? But they're not really serious in getting together with you and making those plans to see you and see you on a regular basis. So if you find that you're talking to somebody on a regular basis, but they are never making plans to see you, okay, and there's no legitimate reason why they shouldn't be seeing you, for instance, if they live within 2 hours of you and they can't make plans to see you on a regular basis, you are dealing most times with a zero, okay? Another sign, you guys, all right, is when you start dating somebody and they start telling you they love you in like the first 3 weeks, first month, okay? This type of person can be very, very dangerous, all right? That's somebody that's moving fast and you have to ask yourself, why are they moving fast? What is their motive for moving fast? How can they love me when they don't know that much about me, okay? So you have to be very cautious of somebody that comes on really strong, really fast, that's a huge red flag, okay? That could be a love bomber. That could be somebody that maybe is trying to move into your place, that might have some other, you know, motive for moving fast to try to fool you, okay? Because if they don't know a lot about you and they haven't had all these conversations and they haven't experienced things to see how you really are, if they haven't asked you personal questions about yourself and don't know much about you and they're saying, you know, how much they've fallen for you, that is a red flag. You could be dealing with somebody who's trying to fool you. So watch out on that one, okay? The next sign that you could be dating a zero is that they never ask you any questions, okay? Have you ever been talking to someone or dating somebody and you find that you're the one who keeps the conversation going, okay? You like this person, you're physically attracted to this person, you're trying to sell yourself to this person, you've been talking to this person, but you find that you're always the one talking about yourself, or you're the one who's always making the conversation going. This person is making no effort, okay? And a lot of people try to make excuses for this and say, well, you know, that's just the way they are. They're laid back. Now, listen, I don't care how laid back somebody is. If somebody has an interest in somebody, they will ask you questions. They will be curious as to who you are. So if they're not asking questions about you, then they're not interested in you as a person, okay? If they're just making generalized conversation, that is not trying to get to know somebody. That is you are dealing with somebody who most likely will be a zero to you in the dating world, okay? Next sign, you're dating a zero. They never bring you around their friends or family. Let's say you've been dating this person, you know, a couple of months, and they never bring mention about bringing you around their family, their friends, or anything like that. That is another sign that that person is keeping you at a distance. That could be a sign that they're dating other people because they don't want to introduce you to family and friends, okay? They don't want to get too close. They don't want to mislead. So watch out for something like that. Another sign that you could be dating a zero is when you're dealing with somebody who's very selfish, and there are a lot of selfish people out there, you guys. These people do what's good for them. Some of them are narcissists, some of them aren't, but what they do is they talk about themselves the whole time. You find yourself talking to them or texting them for hours, and all they do is talk about their work, they talk about themselves, they talk about what they have to do, and you find that they're really not interested in what you're doing. They may just give you a one-liner saying, you know, how are you doing? Or how's your day? Without really taking an interest. That, you know, you have to be careful of somebody who's very selfish, because when you deal with somebody like that and try to have a relationship with somebody who's very self-absorbed, the relationship's going to be all about them. They're thinking in the me, not the we, okay? That's another red flag, you guys. When you're dating somebody a couple of months and you notice that this person is always talking about what they have to do or themselves, like I had somebody come to me, she was dating somebody, she was dating him a few months, and he was talking about, you know, how he wants to buy a house or he wants to buy an apartment. He wasn't thinking about the long term with her, you know, in a sense of where it could go with her, you know, down the line, maybe moving in together, maybe buying something together. It was always that person was thinking about themselves, okay? Another sign that you could be dating a zero is that the conversation always goes back to sex, okay? In the beginning, This should be a common knowledge. In the beginning, if somebody is always going back and bringing up sexual innuendos, okay? If somebody is always commenting about how sexy you are and, you know, oh, you know, you look great in that suit, you know, I like the way your booty looks in that suit, or they're making any kind of references, you know, it's always coming back to sex, or they're asking you questions about when was the last time you had sex and everything like that. And that person hasn't asked you other questions about yourself. For instance, they haven't asked you about your prior relationships. They haven't asked you about your family relationships. They haven't asked you, you know, how long you've been single or any other kind of non-sexual question, and everything reverts back to sex. It's right there. They're interested in sex. They're letting you know. So that could be a red flag that you're dealing with somebody whose primary interest is getting sex out of you. Okay? Another red flag, or shall I say sign that you're dating a zero, is that they don't want to go out on a date. The date always turns into, oh, I'll come to your place. Oh, I love to Netflix and chill. Oh, you come to my place, okay? They have no interest in quote unquote dating you. They just want to hang out. The people that want to hang out, okay, are not just going to want to sit on a couch with you every time and watch a Netflix movie. They're going to be looking for something more, getting physical. Now, that is fine if you've been dating that person and you are in a committed relationship with that person and, you know, they've made it public on their social media. But this is a huge problem that a lot of people do, and especially women. They move too fast, too soon. I say it all the time. And then that person disappears on them. Okay, because there was no commitment there. There was no time to get to know each other emotionally. Okay, a lot of times people, they go, they hang out. And really, that person hasn't really got to know you or shown you that they've taken an interest in getting to know you. So you went to step three before getting to step two, and that was your mistake. When you skipped over step two of trying to get to know somebody and going out and doing different things and not being in a situation where sex could happen, you didn't give yourself a chance to build that emotional bond. You moved too fast. And then what happens is, generally, a lot of these people that move fast with the hanging out, they end up having sex, it's done, and that person is not going to want to now put the work in to get to know you emotionally and ask you all these questions about your past, okay? You already gave too much too soon without the person earning it, okay? Another sign is that you're dealing or dating a zero is if they don't add you to their social media, okay? When somebody doesn't add you to their social media, they are most times hiding something, which means that they have other women, or if it's a woman to man, other men that they are talking to or dating, and they don't want you on there seeing what they're doing, okay? There is no excuse for that. Zero excuse. A lot of them, what they'll do to avoid adding you to their social media is they'll give you that bullshit excuse saying, well, I'm not big on social media. You know, I don't have Facebook. I don't do all that. 9 times out of 10, they are lying. They just don't want to add you because they have their other options, or they could be in a relationship with somebody else. So that is a big red flag, you guys, when somebody won't add you to their social media, okay? Be careful of that, all right? Another red flag that you're dealing with somebody who could be a zero in the dating world is that they criticize you. Excuse me. When somebody criticizes you in the very beginning, that is somebody that you have to let go. That is somebody that is not showing you any kind of kindness or love, okay? If that is the tip of the iceberg, in the beginning is when somebody is supposed to be their nicest. And if you find you're dealing with somebody who's criticizing you and saying, you know, you're a pretty girl, but, you know, why don't you try out those weights? Seems like, you know, they just sit there or something like that, or they're making like little digs or something like that. Be careful, because that will only become 10 times worse later on. All right. The other thing is you have to watch out for that you're dating a zero is if you're dealing with a career dater. And a career dater could be somebody who's over 40, never married, no kids. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that these people over 40 couldn't get married and have a family or whatever, but they've had 4 decades to find someone, and they've had 4 decades to give you excuses why they couldn't, okay? So obviously, if they're where they are in their life and they're over 40 and they've never been married, it's because they could be very picky, all right? Which means that if you're dating them, they could be picky about you too, all right? And find fault with you. You don't want somebody who's very critical, that always finds fault in everything. They could be somebody that had a lot of different relationships over the years, and maybe their relationships were never longer than 2 years each, because they went in, they had fun, and then they decided, you know what, they didn't want this person, but they wasted their time for 2 years going in a relationship with them. So just be careful of these people that are career daters, or people that, you know, really, you know, never made a try at trying to have a serious relationship, because pretty much later on, they're pretty set in their ways, a lot of them, okay? And it's going to be very hard to try to, you know, change somebody or convince somebody, and you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to try to change or convince somebody to be in a serious relationship with you, okay? Because the relationship has got to be strong. It's got to come from them. If they're not going into it with a whole heart, then they are going to fall off and lose interest with you. So you want somebody that's in it, and is in it because they want to be in it, not because you pressure them to be in it, okay? Another, well, dating flag that you could be wasting your time or dealing with a zero is when you're dealing with somebody who can't get their act together. Now, I understand that people go through hard times, and there's times where, you know, people lose their jobs and everything. But if you see that this person is over a certain age and their track record shows that they can't hold a job, or they're bad at money management or anything like that, that is something you will have to deal with if you date them. That is somebody that will be giving you excuses. They can't pay for dates, or you can't do things, or money's tight right now. So you have to look at their prior work record, and you have to look at how they live. How are they living? You guys, this is really important. You want to know whether somebody is right for you? Look at how they're living. How do they live? Are they living with a family member? Are they living off friends and family? Or are they independent? You want somebody who's independent, who can hold their own, unless you want them to be living off you one day, okay? Life is tough enough. You don't need more problems, okay? Another sign you could be dating a zero is that you've been dating them over 3 months and they never mention anything about commitment as far as being exclusive with you, okay? This is the drifter, okay? This is somebody, if they're not bringing it up, there's a reason they're not bringing it up. So you need to stop making excuses, and you don't need to bring it up. If they're not bringing it up, then you're not in a committed relationship, and you leave your doors open. You don't pressure anybody, all right? So you have to remember that. You know, if they really value you, they're not going to want to lose you. They're not going to want you to date other people. If they don't care that you're dating other people, or they don't care what you're doing, then they really don't care about you, and you have to accept it And you have to meet other people and find somebody who does care. And that's half the battle. And that's a large problem why a lot of people put up with the crap that they put up with, okay, is because they feel like they can't find somebody to care enough about them. So they take somebody where they get half a person and they hope that they can change them. You're not going to change them, you guys. Their interest in you is their interest in you. People know right off the bat when they start dating somebody, if they're looking at you as somebody that they want something serious with, or they're just going to float around, all right? So if somebody's leaving you in the dark as far as where you stand, then you know what? You leave them in the dark and you go live your life and you see what else is around, all right? You don't waste your time, waste your life on a zero, okay? Another sign you could be dating a zero is when their family sucks, all right? This is a biggie. This is a biggie, you know, and this is not even so much about the dating, but what I'm inferring is that when you're dating somebody and let's say their family really sucks, if you get serious with that person, you are going to have to deal with that family, okay? Believe me and trust me when I tell you, okay? Believe me, I know. So take a good look at the family. That's where that person came from, and look at how close they are to their family. If there's someone who always needs approval from a family member, a mother, a father, that means that you're not just going to be in a relationship with that person. You're going to be in a relationship with their family. That means that when you have a fight with that person's going to go back to their, let's say, for instance, their mother they're close to. They're going to go back to their mother and they're going to badmouth you. And then you're going to have to deal with a situation where you have family get-togethers or something like that. And these people are looking at you sideways. All right. So then you're going to have to try to get the approval of the family as well. So take a good look at that family. That is really important. And especially if you get serious with that person, you're dating them, then you get serious and, you know, God forbid you have kids with somebody like that. You're going to have to see these people for birthday parties, religious gatherings, holidays, okay? And believe me, they can make you miserable. So make sure you like the family that of the person that you're dating for a potential for a relationship. Another sign you are dealing or dating someone who could be a zero is they don't make time for you, okay? They date you once a week for the last 4 months and they never make time to see you more than once a week, or they never make time to see you, let's say, once every 2 weeks or whatever. They're very laid back about seeing you. Somebody who's laid back about seeing you is not all into you, you guys. When somebody really likes someone, they want to see more and more of that person. Just FYI, okay? Another sign you could be dating a zero is that that person is still on the dating apps, okay? Big one, big one. You've been dating this person, let's say, a few months, and they haven't deleted their Tinder. They haven't deleted their POF account. They still have them on, and they use the excuse saying, oh, yeah, you know, I forgot about that. That's still on. That is a bullshit excuse. They know exactly what is on their phone. Don't believe the nonsense, you guys. Stop being so gullible and believe all these excuses you get, okay? When somebody is really serious with you, there's no reason for them to have those type of, applications on their phone. Just ask yourself, if you're dating somebody and you're serious about them and you really see this person as a potential partner, would you still have the Tinder app on your phone? Probably not. You would have deleted it because there's no need for it. Or you get those other ones that give you the excuse like, oh, I was just bored and I was... No, there is no such thing as just bored, okay? That's another BS excuse. Don't buy into it. You're going to be played, all right? You're going to be played. I'm just going to say it like it is, okay? When that's somebody that's going to play games with you, okay? If they still have it, they're still looking and they want to see if something else is better. Or they want to keep you around and cheat on you. Either way, it's not good. That's not somebody that is serious in trying to get to know you. Big red flag, okay? All right, another one is that you're dealing with somebody. This, you know, is not necessarily meaning, you know, it's the worst thing in the world, but you're dealing with somebody who's a complainer. There are a lot of people that can bring you down in life. So, you know, the whole idea of having a relationship is to build yourself up with somebody else. They're supposed to add to your life, not take away from your life. And if you're dealing with somebody who's always complaining about everything, you go out to eat with them, they're complaining about the food, they're complaining about the service, they're complaining all the time about their job, they're complaining about everything. Well, guess what? You're going to be on the list of their complaints. So that could be a red flag of somebody to watch out for, okay? Like I said, look at how this person is living their life. So these are just a few red flags of people that, you know, that you need to avoid, or people that could be a zero for you when you're trying to date somebody and trying to find somebody that could be somebody that you could build with. The bottom line is, you guys, you want somebody that you get along with, that you're compatible with, that you have things in common with, that you could be friends with and enjoy each other's company without the sex component. The sex component is a gift. You can get the sex component from anybody, but you can't always get that other part of the relationship, which is the emotional bond. So if you're just looking to have hookups, yeah, who cares what the person's about, right? But if you want something more and you don't want to sell yourself short and you know, you're worth more than just a hookup, all right? You want to make sure that you are compatible with that person, okay? And the thing is, if you have to second guess it, then you know there is a problem. Very clear, you guys. Don't sit there and try to justify things. Don't sit there and say, like, we had a woman in our group. She was dating this guy. And she said, well, why can't you get on the phone? And he's like, I can't, and everything like that. Why can't you text? And she became like almost like stalkerish. She became so desperate. And she kept texting him. And he kept telling her, he said, you call my phone. He said, you won't see me for 2 weeks. You do it again, you won't see me for a month. All right. And she kept feeding into it. She was so thirst trapping for this guy. Like, we were like, stop it. Stop contacting him. All right. And it sounded to me like he had somebody, obviously. Okay. If he's not getting on the phone, that's, you know, a huge sign that somebody has somebody. Not necessarily, but most times. And the point is, when you see these little clues, you see these red flags, you have to take notice and you have to say to yourself, okay, this is not somebody that I can get serious with. This may be somebody I could see once in a while if I want to, but if you put your whole heart into somebody and there are a lot of red flags there, you're going to end up in a bad place down the line. You're going to end up heartbroken. And most of these people that end up heartbroken, it's because they ignored the red flags. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. I've been, you know, a victim of that as well. And when you ignore the red flags, you will pay for it later. So, you know, you need to, like I said, get a piece of paper and a pen and write down what is really important to you. And you guys, you have to focus. You know, what's important is not how many muscles somebody has, or for guys, how sexy she is, you know, how curvaceous she is. That's not the most important thing when you're looking to meet somebody and have a relationship, okay? Because, you know, as they say, looks start to fade later on. Things happen in relationships. A partner could get sick, you know, and if you don't have that internal love, a lot of times people don't stay in it. So you want somebody who loves you for who you are, the complete person, all right? But this podcast, I just wanted to touch upon certain things that you need to watch out for when you're dating, you know. And another one I forgot to add is when they have an anger issue. When you start to see somebody that has anger issues, that is warning, warning, warning. That is somebody that, you know, you really have to be careful of. Because if they're getting really angry in the beginning, let's say they start out getting mad over little things, this is somebody who, you don't know, could be violent down the road. You know, starts out with cursing you out, then it starts with a push. Then when they really get comfortable, they may punch you, or, you know, some people have ended up dead because of situations. You guys, you watch Dateline, you watch 48 Hours. So you got to be careful when you start to see somebody with bad anger issues. Walk away, especially in the beginning. If you're seeing that, remember what I said, that's the tip of the iceberg of things to come. All right. All right, I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you, this book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because, let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the six essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow. Okay. And you have 30 days to get a free
audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, The Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership.